You're listening to the Marketplace Tech Flash Briefing. I'm Molly Wood. It's been possible to create wills online for quite some time. But the thing is that after you create a will, you probably have to get it notarized. And that is usually an in-person transaction. In recent years, lots of states have made laws to allow digital notarization, and the COVID-19 outbreak has pushed more states to do the same, as more and more people are making wills online. One of those people is Megan Bowen. About 6 weeks ago, she was home in Reno, Nevada, when she started to feel sick.
I started to get a fever and a headache and shortness of breath and thought, oh no, what if I have this?
She's 45 with two kids who are both teenagers. She's divorced and she'd just never gotten around to creating a will or a medical directive.
It was enough to make me go, wow, I'm not being very responsible for my kids' future. I need to clean this up.
So Bowen called Nicole Harvey, an attorney based in Reno who specializes in estate planning. Nevada had a stay-at-home order in place and Harvey's office was closed.
So for the first time in my practice, we're doing electronic wills, which entails a remote notary.
Nevada is one of 23 states that have permanent online notarization laws in place. Notaries in those states use an online platform to validate a client's identity by comparing their face on video chat to their photo IDs and asking a series of questions like you'd see in a credit check.
One question might be, here are five addresses. Which one of these were you associated with in 1968?
That's Bill Anderson, Vice President of Government Affairs at the National Notary Association, a trade group. Then the lawyer, the clients, and the notary all meet on video. The client electronically signs the documents with mouse clicks. Everything's recorded. The online notary platforms say it's just as secure as an in-person transaction. So it's easy in those 23 states. The other states are rushing out solutions.
Many of the state executive orders put in place temporary procedures for being able to notarize these documents using video conference type solutions like Zoom.
Another 23 states now let notaries do their jobs using a combination of video and document sharing. Anderson says these emergency versions are a little less secure, but it's still something. And the Senate Judiciary Committee is considering a bill that would allow online notarization everywhere. One downside, remote notarization costs more because of platform and extra licensing fees. The National Notary Association says the national average is $25 to get something notarized online. In-person services top out at more like $15. But doing everything online can also make the difficult task of creating a will a lot less intimidating. Here's Megan Bowen again.
I pictured estate planning and trusts and wills, you know, long meetings and back and forth and collecting lots of pieces of paper and reviewing things over and over again. And it was so much simpler than that.
And also on the plus side, Bowen is feeling fine now and hopefully won't need that will anytime soon. That's all for today's Marketplace Tech Flash Briefing. For more news, visit marketplace.org.